Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, May 9th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Metrosideros Bartlettii. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy. Today's deep dive takes us to the enchanting realm of the plant kingdom, where we explore the story of the squirrel Metrosideros Bartlettii, or as it's known by its common name, the Bartlett's Rata. This episode is for those of you passionate about nature, botanists, conservationists, and plant enthusiasts alike. And for those mighty individuals who appreciate a good story about survival against the odds. We're setting the stage for a narrative that roots us in the Eden of New Zealand's lush forested landscapes. But more specifically, let's travel to the north of the North Island. Pause for effect. The Metrosideros Bartlettii is a fascinating tree species endemic to New Zealand. Here's a fun fact to kick things off. It was considered near extinct at the time of its discovery. Yes, you heard it right. In the vibrant tapestry of New Zealand's flora, this tree managed to remain under the botanical radar until just the 1970s. What does that say about nature's ability to keep secrets? This elusive tree stands tall, reaching magnificent heights of up to 30 meters. Imagine a giant reaching for the skies, decked with leathery leaves and punctuated with clusters of white, nectar-rich flowers. The flowers bloom spectacularly in November or December, attracting an array of bird life with their sweet offerings. Picture, if you will, the dynamic interaction between flora and fauna, the dance of survival, played out through feathers, petals, and nectar. But let's ponder, why did it fly under our radar for so long? Part of the answer lies in its limited distribution. This tree species is incredibly rare, with the known natural populations condensed in the small area within Northland, New Zealand. Only a handful of mature trees dot the landscape there. It's a sober reminder of the fragile balance between nature's wilderness and our conscious understanding of it. So let's delve a little deeper. Here's a tree that has survived climatic changes and geographical isolation. Yet today, it faces one of the most profound threats: human intervention and environmental change. Urban development, alongside increasing environmental pressures, has adverse impacts on its habitat. While conservation efforts are underway, it's a stark example of the biodiversity crisis at hand. Now, as we talk about the conservation of this tree, let's zoom out for a moment and ask, how do we contribute to the collective effort of preserving such rare species? Should our conservation endeavors focus more on habitat preservation, or should we lean towards assisted propagation? These are questions without simple answers, but they dwell at the heart of conservation debates around the world. Reflect on this. A botanical garden in Auckland has taken initiatives to propagate this species, nurturing saplings from cuttings. From just field expeditions where seeds were carefully gathered, to meticulous nurturing in controlled environments, many steps are required to ensure a robust future for the Metrosideros Bartlettii. This highlights the critical role of botanical gardens and arboreta as reservoirs of genetic diversity. Could this be the key to preserving endangered species? Bridging nature with cultivation in harmony? It's something to ponder on. As you listen, does another rare plant come to mind, or even an endangered animal that faces a similar plight? Consider how our awareness and advocacy could be a catalyst for their survival. Now, diving back into the specifics, what's fascinating is the tree's classification. It's part of the Myrtaceae family, making it closely related to, get this, guava, eucalyptus, and even the well-known Manuka and Pohutukawa. It reminds us of the interconnectedness of life, a diverse family tree stretching across continents, climates, and cultures. When we think about preserving a single tree, we're stepping into a broader narrative, a tale as old as the plant kingdom itself. Before we wrap up, let's reflect. Metrosideros Bartlettii may be an obscure name to many, but its story is a clarion call for awareness and action in preserving our natural heritage. As we explore the natural world, may we do so with curiosity and responsibility, Every step, no matter how small, adds to the conservation journey. Pause, then conclude with a call to action. Inspired by today's episode, I encourage you to explore, perhaps even research a plant in your locale that might need a champion. In what ways can your engagement with the natural world create ripples of change, no matter how vast or small? As the stewards of this planet, let's remain mindful that our adventure doesn't end in understanding. It begins with action. Let's nurture the stories the planet whispers. That brings us to the end of this episode of Wikipedia. Join me next time, where we'll uncover another fascinating Wikipedia entry that challenges, informs, and inspires. Until then, keep those questions coming and let curiosity lead the way. And with that, I'll leave you to ponder. What other secrets, unseen and untapped, await your discovery?
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Metroceteris bartletti. Thanks for listening. See you next time.